with Heather and Wicket on Laser 103.3.
We'll tell you about the James Hetfield call in a second. But first, how do we get onto the Slipknot video game, Wicket?
All right, so if you remember, we told you about the Knotverse, and everything is like the Metaverse, whatever, the Knotverse. So you can play as any member of the nine of the group Slipknot in a video game called Smite. Now, I don't play a lot of video games. I'm not much of a gamer, but Smite is apparently a popular multiplayer online battle game. And I'll put this is up actually on the Laser Facebook page. You can be an axe-wielding Jim Root or Corey Taylor. You can pick who you want to be from Slipknot in this video game and walk around and do video game stuff. They released it yesterday over on Twitch. It's apparently a free-to-play third-person multiplayer game. Players become a god or a goddess or a mythological figure. And now, if you want, you can be a member of Slipknot going around and trying to rule the world, which is kind of cool.
I like it.
The trailer is up on the Laser Facebook page, and it's to Duality. So if you want to see it, it's pretty awesome. It's pretty
Smashing
cool.
Pumpkins going on tour, Wicket.
Have you seen the Pumpkins in person, by the way?
I have.
Have you? Mm-hmm. I've seen them one time. It was when Lee was very pregnant. She left me at the show.
Oh.
Well, she didn't want to be at the show much longer, and I understand it. I feel like they played like 30 songs. It was a long set by the Pumpkins.
Could have been like our Metallica baby. You could have gotten a call.
But Smashing Pumpkins going on tour with Jane's Addiction. The tour starts in Dallas in October. We don't get a stop now. I asked Heather if she knows about any possible concerts of Smashing Pumpkins coming to Des Moines. She did not answer me. So you can't...
I don't know about... We know that they're not coming.
As of right now.
So if you want to look at the tour dates.
They're coming to Milwaukee on October 30th, St. Louis, Detroit, St. Paul on the 4th of November. Also, Chicago gets a stop on the 5th. I don't see a Kansas City stop yet. I don't see a Des Moines stop yet. But the Pumpkins and Jane's Addiction going back out on tour. The Spirits on Fire tour.
So yesterday we told you about the woman in Brazil who went into labor at a Metallica show during Enter Sandman.
I love this. So the woman gives birth at the Metallica show. They don't have time to get her to a hospital. No. She gets, you know, she's fine during Greta Van Fleet who opened,
yeah.
Just fine. But when Metallica started playing, the contractions started and she gave, water broke on the way to the medical facility inside the building, which is craziness.
And, you know, it's not even that disruptive in a Metallica show. People spill their beer all the time. We're used to a little moisture on the floor. It's okay.
She's a 39-year-old tattoo artist. Baby was born named Luan Figueiro. And then yesterday, this is so cool, James Hetfield called the couple to congratulate them.
Yes, this is James.
Wait, so that's not Disc Golf James.
No, nor is it Hot Gummy James.
Same James.
The same James. This is James Hetfield. Metallica James.
Okay.
Yes, this is James.
Oh, my God.
Congratulations, you guys.
Oh, my God. Hi. I'm crying.
People were joking with the name of the baby be Sandman or with the name of the baby be James Ulrich. Mm-hmm. No, it is actually Luan Figueiro, but pretty cool for James Hetfield to call. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know how many women have given birth at Metallica shows, but it's got to be a very finite list.
I mean, for something to happen that encourages a call from a member of the biggest bands in the entire world,
mm-hmm.
It's got to be special.
I think more babies have been conceived at Metallica shows than have been birthed at Metallica shows.
In a van in the parking lot, Wicket.
Bathrooms are convenient.
We have presents for you.
For me?
No, for...
Oh, Heather and Wicket have presents for if you're listening right now.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. We do. We have tickets to go see A Day to Remember in Cedar Rapids coming up in August. How are we giving them away right now?
We're going to play our favorite game, Wicket. It's called The Answer is Heather and Wicket.
It's very simple. Now, yesterday...
Oh, my... Yeah, I don't even want to remember. I
the
forgot
worst
about
day,
yesterday.
Yesterday was the worst day in the history of The Answer is Heather and Wicket. Two people got it wrong.
We had to go to caller 15 for the first time ever.
Let's not do that again.
The point is for this to be easy.
This is the easiest game in the history of radio. The name of the game is The Answer is Heather and Wicket.
The Answer is Heather and Wicket. Caller 13, 515-244-1033. For the love of God, don't overthink it. The answer is Heather and Wicket. For the love of God, don't overthink it.
Laser, good morning. Who's this?
Kelly.
Kelly, you're caller 13.
Dancers Heather and Wicket.
Oh,
we didn't even get to ask.
I love it.
Correct, boy wonder.
Kelly's like, I will not have a repeat of yesterday. I will not have them upset, confused, wondering what to do next.
Kelly, do you go to the front row at concerts?
I try.
Because she seems like, I'm getting my tickets. Kelly, you have won tickets to go see A Day to Remember in August at the McGrath Amphitheater in Cedar Rapids.
Awesome. Thank you.